The ball is now in the Senate's court to decide the size of the check many Americans will get in direct pandemic aid. The $600 approved by Congress last week could be bumped up to $2,000, as President Trump and Democrats want. But so far, that is facing resistance from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He blocked a vote on a standalone bill passed by the House earlier this week and instead introduced another bill that includes provisions to study election security and to scrap some legal protections for social media companies. That bill is unlikely to pass, and Congress is running out of time on the direct payments, with the new Congress scheduled to convene on Sunday. Those checks are part of that massive coronavirus bill that President Trump signed on Sunday, which also includes extended support for unemployed people. Joining us now to answer some frequently asked questions about unemployment benefits is Michelle Evermore. She's a senior policy analyst with the National Employment Law Project. She's also a volunteer member of President-elect Biden's transition team for the Labor Department. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So you've been helping unemployed people make sense of what's going on and to advocate for them through this pandemic. What shape would you say our country is in right now in supporting people who are out of work?
Well, I think that this has been a difficult system for people to navigate, but it's been a lifeline for millions and millions of people. There are a lot of improvements that we need to make in the unemployment insurance system, and this pandemic has laid bare all of those shortcomings.
You receive letters and phone calls from lots of unemployed people who are seeking help. What are some of the letters or calls that really struck you?
I'm getting letters from people who are living in a car somewhere, living off $125 a week with, you know, children. They send me pictures of their children. I've gotten letters about people who are contemplating suicide in order to be able to provide so that their kids can get their pension and insurance money. People are really desperate. They're really at their wit's end.
Many of those who are out of work are also concerned about what's in this latest coronavirus relief package. What is in this new package that is specifically geared to help people who are out of work?
So there's 11 more weeks of benefits for people collecting who were either eligible for regular unemployment insurance and then got moved into pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. There's also 11 more weeks available for people who are in pandemic unemployment assistance or the parallel program to unemployment insurance for people who don't qualify for regular UI. There's also an additional $300 a week for the next 11 weeks added to anybody's benefit, no matter what kind of unemployment insurance benefit you're getting. And on top of that, there's another $100 a week for people who are making a very small amount of unemployment insurance, but would have gotten a bigger pandemic unemployment assistance amount if they hadn't qualified for regular unemployment insurance.
President Trump signed the relief bill on Sunday instead of Saturday, which was the deadline before these benefits would expire. This could cost millions of unemployed folks at least a week of benefits. But you say there might actually be a loophole here.
Yes, very good news. We've been hearing reports coming out of the Labor Department that they have actually figured out how to make sure that this week is covered. So people will continue to accrue benefits this week. There will be a lag in terms of when people see these benefits. It takes a while for states to program the new programs into their computer systems. But this week, people will be eligible for a benefit.
What else do people who are out of work need to consider so that they can keep getting unemployment benefits in the weeks ahead?
I think, you know, just being very careful to follow all of the rules that your unemployment agency sets forth. Make sure you continue to certify every week or every other week, if that's the case in your state, that you're able, available, and actively seeking work. Even if work search requirements are waived, you still have to report that you'd like a job if somebody offered you one.
States are still working out kinks in their unemployment systems. One of the issues involves overpayment. Some states are claiming they mistakenly overpaid some unemployed people and are now asking them to return that money. We actually had a listener tell us about his experience with this. Let's take a listen.
My name is Mark Muldoon. I live in Vancouver, Washington, and my occupation is a rideshare driver for Lyft and Uber. Back in July, when they were finally getting my back unemployment sent to me, I got a letter from the state of Washington saying that I owed them $10,000 or $13,000. I like freaked out. You know, I read the letter and it says you have 30 days to appeal. And I put together a packet, maybe a half an inch thick, and overnighted it up to the Capitol to prove that I didn't owe a dime. And then about 6 days later, I got a phone call from my worker at the state. And she said, big screw up. Just ignore what happened there. They put some information incorrectly. It's happened to a few people. We're getting it corrected. But she said, just don't pay any attention to it.
Man, my heart is beating just listening to Mark's experience. He has since then been able to clear things up, but he knows the other rideshare drivers that he works with. Some of them are actually going through this. How much of a problem has overpayment been?
I think that this is going to turn out to be a massive problem. You know, pandemic unemployment assistance is a brand new program, often set up by brand new entities, staffed by new people, and applying to people who've never gotten unemployment insurance before. And so there's going to be mistakes. There were three different changes in the initial guidance about what the rules are around pandemic unemployment assistance. States got letters over the summer that they were not implementing PUA correctly, and they had to do a lot of, they had to ask clients for a lot more information. Otherwise, those clients would be deemed overpaid. And that information is maybe not something that people could provide. So I am expecting millions of people to get a notice that they've been flagged for overpayment. The really good news is this new relief package includes a waiver so that states can forgive overpayments if it was an honest mistake for reasons of equity and good conscience.
Okay, so there is a way to circumvent this or to get out of this. I mean, can you say more about this?
Well, there's two ways to get out of it. Number one is basically just appealing, as Mark did in Washington. And, you know, if it was an honest mistake, an appeal may not just erase what you've been overpaid, but allow you to continue to receive benefits. So appealing is important. It's important. It's an important right for people to have. The second thing is, if the appeal doesn't go the right way, states do now have the authority to waive that overpayment that they didn't have prior to enactment of this act.
Okay. You know, the resounding message we heard from so many listeners is how difficult it's been, though, to get answers from states about their unemployment claims, especially early on. What's the situation like now? I mean, if someone like Mark needs to be in direct contact with a person, have these states improved their systems?
Yes, a couple of things have happened. States have set up call-in centers. They've figured out ways to set up automatic callbacks. More states are adding live chats to their website for people uncomfortable talking on the phone. And in general, you know, the volume has subsided enough that they're not getting as much incoming as they used to be. So from what I'm hearing, it's a little bit easier to get a callback from an agency.
Looking ahead into the next year, what do you think should be the top priorities to help people who are out of work?
So one thing that happened this year is that the new programs papered over big problems in the unemployment insurance system. So the current unemployment insurance system pays far too few people far too low benefits. And, you know, honestly, if I ran the world, I would federalize the unemployment insurance system, have an equal system across states. I mean, if you look at Mississippi or Louisiana with average benefits around $213 a week, that's just not sufficient. It only replaces, you know, a third of income in some places, whereas others, it replaces half of income. I would set up a fair state system that looks a lot more like Massachusetts' system than Mississippi's.
Michelle Evermore is a senior policy analyst with the National Employment Law Project. She's also a volunteer member of President-elect Biden's transition review team for the Labor Department. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on.